Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and on Friday, Keith Olbermann, host of Countdown on MSNBC, was suspended by his network. This came after it was revealed that he made donations to three Democrats before the midterm elections. The network says he violated NBC News rules by pledging the money. Their policy says employees may not make donations without advance approval. It was announced last night that Olbermann will be back on the air as of tomorrow, as MSNBC's chief executive Phil Griffin has determined that 2 days off the air without pay was an appropriate punishment, quote, for his violation of our policy. Some have argued in Olbermann's defense, saying he is clearly a liberal commentator and that these donations don't affect his nightly show. Others say that if MSNBC wants to have a place in political coverage, they are right to demand their employees stay removed from campaigns. Listeners, we want to hear from you on this as we explore the underlying issue with Columbia Journalism Review Assistant Editor Joel Mears. What do you expect from journalists and commentators who you turn to for political coverage? Do you think news organizations should keep their employees from making political donations? And does it matter if it's a Keith Olbermann on the one side, if it's a William Kristol on the other side, who you know exactly where they stand and what party they tend to support? 212-433-WNYC. Would you feel different if it was Brian Williams, the NBC Nightly News anchor? 212-433-9692, or post your comment to our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. Joel Mears, assistant editor at the Columbia Journalism Review, does join us now. Hi, Joel. Thanks for coming on for this.
Having us.
And as I said, Keith Olbermann doesn't exactly hide his opinions, and you wrote on Friday that he lays his ideological cards out on the table 5 nights a week. How do you think that should affect the policy?
Well, I think it brings up different questions about how NBC needs to treat its news side on the network channel and how it should be treating its MSNBC nighttime personalities. So you have a person like Keith, who you said, and as I wrote the other day, does lay his ideological cards out on the table. And what that creates is a situation in which NBC needs to decide how it, whether it deals with a Brian Williams or a Keith Olbermann at the same level and holds them to the same standards. I can see where NBC is coming from in this decision, because they are clearly trying to draw a line with their nighttime anchors. And by illustrating that, you know, there is a difference between advocating for a certain point of view and actually giving money to that point of view.
I gather that Fox News does not have the same policy for the people who are considered opinion makers on, you know, on that network.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe at Fox they differentiate between what they consider Fox News programming and Fox News news broadcasting, and so you have their primetime programming people like Hannity, like Glenn Beck, who you know, have given donations in the past and are able to.
So they are able to, but they would draw the line so that a news anchor, say Shepard Smith or Chris Wallace, would not be allowed to?
That is my understanding. I haven't looked in a great amount of detail at the specifics of their policies, but I do know there is a delineation.
And even on MSNBC, this opens a can of worms once you reveal one person's campaign donation. So now it's come out that Joe Scarborough, host of Morning Joe, according to campaign finance records, contributed to congressional candidates this year and in 2006.
It does, and I think that MSNBC, which does have that sort of division around the 5 o'clock p.m. point, whereby in the evening they do have quite explicitly opinion-based programming, and daytime they try to hew towards the more traditional standards and ethics of journalism in reporting, there is this strange dichotomy there, and it's something they're going to have to deal with. And you do have Scarborough, who 2006 did donate. However, I do believe that was before this policy was implemented. And now we've had the revelations about his latest donations, and I guess people are going to be looking for more examples of this.
Neil in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Brian. I think many other people think, that it's the issue of disclosure that is critical, that when one has an analyst, a talking head who's, you know, supposedly wise and impartial, if they favor one side or the other side, or one candidate or another candidate, to the point of making a donation, simply let the world and the viewing public know that, and then go on from there, and intelligent viewers can, you know, make adjustments accordingly, knowing that the interviewer donated X dollars to X candidates.
Yeah, and it's complicated, though, because do you only make the disclosure in that model when you have the actual candidate on the show, or when you're talking about that particular candidate? Or, as in Olmerman's case, if you made donations to several Democrats, do you need to disclose every time you're talking about, you know, the potential for losing a congressional majority in Congress?
That's a tough question. I don't know that I have an easy answer for that right at the moment. But disclosure is critical. And I think your guest made the point that, you know, people like Glenn Beck have very, very strong opinions. They enunciate them very clearly all the time. They presumably do make financial donations. And people have to have a right to express their opinions and act their opinions. I don't think that newscasters should be exempt from that right, but at the same time, the public has a right to know where they stand.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Joel, go ahead.
I was going to say, it creates an obvious problem for NBC if it has to have its, for example, its election night coverage, which was co-hosted by Olbermann, interrupted several times by Olbermann saying, oh, excuse me, I did donate this amount of money for full disclosure. And I think for the network, it's going to create an issue where if you're watching that, there's an automatic drop in credibility for the person who's hosting a night like that.
Does it change his opinions? I mean, you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
If people don't know where Keith Olbermann stands after watching his show for 5 minutes, you know, then they're from Mars. So what does it actually change?
I mean, I don't know that necessarily changes his opinions, but it's certainly something you can't take back. If Keith Olbermann is to, you know, advocate for a candidate on television, he can at a later date, if he is unimpressed with the performance of that candidate, or that candidate makes a decision that he doesn't agree with, or, you know, he sours on the candidate, he can come back, revise his opinion, and make that point. You can't take money away once you've given it. And there's the other point that I've heard raised elsewhere, that when you actually invest in something, and in this case, quite literally invest in something, you have a material and tangible connection to it. You're suddenly part of the team. And, I mean, there have been studies, I can't cite them, that do sort of talk about how once you've invested in something, for example, a car or a computer, you tend to advocate for that particular product more strongly.
There's a psychological change whether you intend there to be or not. Mike and Paula, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I thought the Supreme Court just made a big decision about money as a form of speech, free speech, and if we're going to limit that privilege or that right of Keith Olbermann, then MSNBC should also require that he not vote?
Well, the government isn't taking away his right to vote. That would be under the Supreme Court decision.
MSNBC.
I mean, right to campaign, to make campaign donations.
Would it be just as persuasive that MSNBC should require that its anchors not vote?
Joel, it's a good question, because some journalists do take it that far, but very few do. There are some people who say, I will not vote because my job is to cover politicians, and so I won't even cast a ballot.
And donate, then you shouldn't be able to vote, right?
Huh? Well, I mean, it is a difficult question, and it's to varying degrees, different organizations will have policies like that. If you ask a Len Downey type, he will probably say, no, don't vote. I guess what the difference, I guess, and I'm only guessing at what NBC's reasoning is behind allowing opinion people to vote and not to donate, is that there is this tangible thing whereby money and giving money is actually contributing to a campaign and helping them, you know, get out the vote kind of thing, and voting is a very private act. It is, again, it's a difficult issue, and it's difficult to draw a direct and distinct line between the two.
Mike, thank you for your call. As we talk about whether Keith Olbermann should rightly have been suspended by MSNBC for making campaign donations to several Democrats for Congress, his suspension without pay is just 2 days. He'll be back on the air tomorrow. It was originally an indefinite suspension. So I'm guessing, Joel, and my guest is Joel Mears, assistant editor at the Columbia Journalism Review. I'm guessing that MSNBC felt the heat and saw the slippery slope and decided that they didn't want to extend the story any more than they needed to. But to another aspect of the last caller's point, if he raises the Supreme Court Citizens United decision, in a way, all of this could become moot if any journalist wanted to make one of those anonymous donations to an organization that then makes the campaign donations to the that then spends money independently in support of a candidate or in opposition to a candidate during the campaign. That's been the big issue this year, right? The fact that people or
Absolutely.
Companies don't have to disclose when they make donations to these organizations, you know, that make these expenditures, and Keith Olbermann and anyone else could get around this that way.
That is completely true and concerning for someone in my position, and I guess someone for the viewers and readers. In this case, at least we do have the, even if he hasn't disclosed it on air, he hasn't exactly hidden his records or done it anonymously. There have been other instances where journalists, I know Sean Hannity contributed to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and there are instances where you could do and take the Citizens United approach. I guess that is the slippery slope, and that is a big concern.
And that's exactly one of those groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which spent a lot of money supporting or opposing candidates through one of these campaign 503, whatever those groups are called. But they don't have to disclose who donated the money to them to do that. So maybe Sean Hannity self-disclosed, but nobody could catch him if he didn't want to under the current law. Alex in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alex.
Hello, Brian. My whole issue with this is that the policy was put in place so MSNBC could feel, I'd say, morally superior to Fox. And by kind of getting rid of this policy and just admitting that Olbermann, you know, broke it, but we're not going to really enforce it, they've kind of lost that superiority, or what they thought was superiority. And the reason they had that was so that they could, you know, claim to be unbiased, claim to be better than Fox. But they're not. They're just the left-wing version of Fox, and that's fine.
Well, I think it's an old standing policy. I worked for NBC News before I came here, and it's a very long-standing old policy that NBC News employees are not allowed to make campaign contributions. It predates the existence of the Fox News Channel.
I'm sure it does, but MSNBC itself is a different creature altogether, and there's just an inability for... I guess what it is like things have changed, the NBC people might not want to think that things have changed, but they have, and they should really kind of just pay attention to it. They're not unbiased. They have a point of view. Let them go with it.
Alex, thank you for your call. And, you know, on our politics website, It's a Free Country, blogger Kara Markowitz takes the position that Olbermann's hypocrisy on this issue is one reason why she believes he deserves the suspension, because he's been a big critic of Fox News' parent company, News Corp, for making political donations of their own.
I see the definitely hypocrisy, and when Politico wrote the story, the initial story, he didn't acknowledge that hypocrisy. Both Phil Griffin and Olbermann have spoken out against News Corp's donations to the Republican Governors Association, as well as the Chamber of Commerce. So there is certainly that, and I think, as to your last caller's concern, NBC has, acted on its policy with the suspension. I don't believe the policy says that he needs to be fired.
And what about at the corporate level? I mean, when I worked for NBC, it was at that weird moment, I don't know if you've ever heard of this or were paying attention at the time, where when GE bought the company, the president of NBC News, who they brought in, or one of the executives, I think it was the president of NBC News, actually told the employees that they should support causes that were in the interest of the company. And the news division rose up against that. We were all up in arms and said, no, wait a minute, we're a neutral news organization. We don't support policies that are in the interest of the company that we're working for. That would be wholly inappropriate. But it also has been discussed in this whole controversy that NBC, or that GE, which is the parent company, itself donates tens of millions of dollars directly or indirectly to political campaigns in the election cycle that just ended. So should a company that owns a news organization be restricted from doing that for the same, you know, perception of neutrality, perception of lack of conflict of interest reasons as some individual who's a journalist as a person?
That is an extremely complicated question and one of the more interesting issues that's been raised from the Oberman debate this weekend. And I won't pretend that I have all the answers to whether there should be a line between that. From my understanding, and I come from a different media background, I'm from Australia, there's been a tradition of media owners in this country who have contributed to political campaigns or groups with political aims, many giving equal money to both sides. And Fox's contributions this year were an escalation of that in terms of dollars and one-sidedness. But our concern is that, and my concern is that when you say, okay, you know, there's no difference, the corporation can do it, perhaps then the faces of the corporation who are on nightly, on the news nightly, can do it. That's kind of opening up the floodgates. And I think what NBC did here, or at least signaled to do or tried to do, and you can be cynical about their actions, is at least, you know, try to put a stopper to a kind of direction we're going where it seems to be heading in the direction of a free-for-all, where, you know, opinion journalism without, you know, with bias behind it in terms of money, it could become a normal thing.
Joel Mears, assistant editor at the Columbia Journalism Review, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And listeners, if you want to read the blog post that we have on this from Carol Markowitz, you can go to our politics website. It's afreecountry.org. You can also join the conversation there, as about 30 people have done so far. It's afreecountry.org. If you want to keep talking about Keith Olbermann's two-day suspension for making campaign donations and some of these underlying issues. Brian Lehrer and WNYC. And coming up next, why no one who wants to be a hipster wants to be called a hipster. Stay tuned.